The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Miss the first hour. A little football talk, a little soccer talk with the great Glenn Davis. Always a pleasure to have him on. Also, just for the record, maybe the best human being we have at this station, too. He is a great, great guy. I mean.
Well, there's me.
No, you're not top five. You're not top ten.
What?
Sorry.
Huh. I'm trying to think who else is good. I like Steven.
By the way, Julian just said, Fred, I signed up. You just got the last four from then.
Yep.
Because as we were talking, the last four some sold. So I think that was you. Congratulations. And there's still two spots left. So
individual spots.
Yeah. So if you want to play as an individual or you got a friend and the two of you want to play together, well, I don't know if you can do that because I don't know if the two spots are together or...
I mean, I'm guessing because everybody else is in a foursome.
Well, they might be two threesomes.
No, I don't think so because there was one individual signed up.
Okay.
So that meant there's three other
okay.
spots.
So, yeah, you could play. Two of you could play. So I would get it right now. Because
now, the two guys that are signed up as individuals could be methamphetamine addicts. We don't know.
True.
It could, bath salters.
Could be Gilbert. You don't know who those guys are. So
not that Gilbert's a methamphetamine guy.
No, but I'm just saying it could be anything. And so, you know, I mean, I wouldn't expect to go run into Jack Nicklaus or anything. But, you know.
You might run into Simple Jack, though.
It could be Simple Jack. Yeah. You know what? Simple Jack looks like a guy who can't swing a golf club at all. I bet he could go out there and just crush. Because, I mean, honestly, if you were picking people at the station, you say, oh, that guy can't play golf. Simple Jack, Trey, I think you'd look at them and go, no.
I've seen Trey swing a golf club, though, and I know it's really, really awful.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were in Beaumont.
He makes Charles Barkley look graceful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But you wouldn't expect him to. And now, like Aaron... I think you would expect to be able to hit a golf club.
I don't know.
Yeah, Aaron looks like he could hit a golf club. He's not like really skinny. Most golfers that are good are really skinny.
Yeah.
Except for the fat ones. But yeah, he looks like he could swing a golf club.
What's the word?
I played a lot when I was younger and then kind of got away from it. So now every 15th shot or so, it'll be straight and it'll go forever, but then the other 14 shots, you're going to have to go fishing or
you're going to have to go
over to the opposite course to find it.
So basically, you're just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Like you look
you're no better than the rest of us.
Yeah, you look at Granato and say, yeah, Granato can play. Even if he didn't, he looks like he spends all his time on the course.
Yeah, that dude plays a lot.
Yeah.
I used to have a moderate short game for being 14, 15 years old, and then I just completely stopped because I couldn't afford to keep playing as a 15-year-old when you're trying to play for your or pay for your own greens fees. Doesn't work.
Yeah, that sucks.
Or you get yelled at a public country club because you rented a cart and one of the uppity residents goes, are you 18? No, ma'am. Do you have a driver's license? Yeah. You're not 18. You're not allowed to. And then drags you to the pro shop and makes them take away your golf cart keys and tells you to walk the course.
Hey, this is a weird thing. I just got this tweet. I'll pass it on to you. Because it concerns you, Aaron. I'm not sure why. But Astronaut Dan says, can you please get Aaron a hat that is a fitted hat and let me know so I can buy one? Thanks. Hmm. I mean, you can buy a hat without Aaron buying one.
I have fitted hats. This is just my favorite hat. I mean, I wear my Carbock fitted hat from time to time.
Yeah, astronaut. He's got
fitted
hats.
I have a Galveston Island Brewing fitted hat.
Okay.
I have a UT fitted hat. I have a Belmont fitted hat.
Okay. I don't know what he's talking about.
I've got plenty.
Okay.
This is just my favorite hat.
All right. I'm passing it on. I'm passing it on from Astronaut Dan, who probably works with your wife.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
And honestly, now there's some suspicion going on because he was probably going through your drawers and like, does Aaron even have a fitted hat? And I mean, he was looking for a hat.
He's a horrible searcher because they're all on top of my closet.
Well,
and like the fitted hats are the ones on top.
But you're in the closet, so anything can happen there.
Interesting. Interesting.
See, I heard Astro Nut, and I thought, you know, Houston Astros fanboy number one.
Well, it could be
that. Could be that.
Which, yeah. I mean, I know who it is, and that's probably a burner account for somebody who works at 790.
Oh.
Or it could be Carlos Correa.
It could be Charles Polillo. Huh?
Does Charlie even tweet?
I don't think he would have time. Yeah,
does Charlie even tweet?
I don't know.
I honestly don't pay attention because I feel like, you know, he only follows one guy on Twitter, I guess.
And he follows three people on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, well, he doesn't follow me. So
he follows Phil Steele, Newhouse Sports, and Pac-Man Joel. How about that?
No, the producer Nick?
Nope.
Interesting.
Nope. I think it's a disrespect thing, too.
By the way, I sent Courtney that audio of us brainstorming ideas for the golf tournament.
Uh-huh.
She said some members of the promo team are going to be at the par three hole, and you'll get to spin the wheel for shotgun or shot.
There you go.
Hey, good job.
All right.
There you have it. Yeah, the only thing I got really good at the end that I can still do is because I play left-handed, so I loved Phil Mickelson, was that flop shot. The problem is I got where I was hitting it when I shouldn't have been. Like, I should have just been chipping the ball.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I like hitting the ball 20 feet in the air to have it go 10 feet. It just seemed cool to me. So I also hit myself in the face with one once.
Well, who am I to judge?
I was a little drunk, and maybe I got it too far back in my stance and just went straight up and hit me in the face. It did bounce on the green, though.
It hit
my nose, so it hit something pretty hard, let's be honest. And, yeah, rolled right up on the green. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So there's a name that the Astros have been linked to as a free agent. Curious to get your thoughts. Yasiel Puig.
Man. That's tough for me because there was a time when everybody seemed to hate Yasiel Puig that it was like, man, this dude can play. Like, I don't care if he licks his bat, which is, in Rona times, I don't really want a bat licker on my team, to be honest.
Yeah, but who else is touching his bat?
I don't know. The bat boy?
Yeah, maybe.
The equipment team?
Yeah, I mean, there's somebody doing it.
And then they're
it.
Touching everybody else's equipment?
But it's one of those things where I'm like, this is a guy who... Who could, if he still has some juice left, he could help.
He's probably not going to cost you much.
No, he won't cost you much, certainly. But
I mean, you're not asking him to be, you know, all-star outfielder. You're just asking him to maybe hit 25 homers for you, driving some runs.
The problem is, it's been a hot minute since it felt like he was that useful guy. And a lot of it is, I guess, health related. Is maybe it's shading my view of it, because I guess last year he played all right in Cincinnati, but this year he was in Cleveland, and you know what? Oh no, last year he was in Cleveland after Cincinnati. I'm looking at maybe he was better than I thought that year. He hit 24 home runs, 267. He missed all of this season with injury. So, I don't know, maybe in my head he's worse of a player now than he was before, but it looks like his last three fully healthy seasons, which the two with the Dodgers and then the one that he split between Cincy and Cleveland, they're all about the same.
Maybe there's something there.
Well, you know, when we talked about all those guys that would be, you know, low price fill-ins, we didn't really mention him, but
he could be that. Yeah. And he's a guy you could probably sign to a short term, low risk deal. Now, when I say low risk, it's low risk in terms of financial investment. But you if you sign him, you have to understand that this guy is just he's coming off a full missed season.
Right.
And then, you know, it's not the first time he's missed serious time. So you have to have a contingency plan, but maybe not the worst idea. You can get something out of him.
Yeah.
Get 20 home runs out of the dude, but be happy with that.
Yeah. And considering that last year was kind of a cluster bleep anyway, that's not a bad season to miss. So I'd be okay with it. So, we'll see how that plays out. Obviously, you're not going to have George Springer. And we don't know if you're going to have Michael Brantley. Now, if you were to sign him and bring Brantley back, I don't think I don't think that's bad. I don't think it's a bad outfield. He's not going to give you what George Springer did, but who knows? I mean, if he's healthy, not going to be a huge drop-off.
Yeah.
So, all right. 7-1.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
Okay. There, as long as you'll allow it, because it's that's your decision. Hey, did you see our buddy Jake Asman was getting a national run?
I mean, he's a national radio star, of course.
Yeah, he's I tell you what,
Ass Man.
I'm proud of that little jockey because he's done such a great job over there. But he had Chris Fowler on, and now people are ripping Chris Fowler for this, but he asked him about Monday Night Football, and he just said, I love what I'm doing, but you never shut yourself off from opportunities down the line. I think doing Saturdays and Mondays together would be too much, but you never know how the landscape would change. We would definitely be open to it. We're both fans of the sport. The NFL is a sport at the highest level. Talking about him and Herb Street. Which I think, hey, you know, good question, fair answer, but everybody's like, oh, you shouldn't be talking about jobs somebody else has. He's talking about down the road. And I think they'd be good at it. So good for Jake to ask that question. Good for him to answer it. And,
Donut Texan says, how is it y'all can go golf with fans and drink booze, but you can't, never mind. I'm guessing he means can't have people in here during happy hour. Well, one, we're playing golf outdoors. And two, we're not bringing people into our building, which is there's like a certain level of responsibility that comes with that, that HR has said, well, we're not into that.
And by HR, we mean Laura.
Yeah, she's our HR.
In the size of that studio, when you have a bunch of people in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we've already got enough people, again, but at least it's just outside. The people who are here. Oh, I guess he was talking about, is that a 97.5 hat you're wearing?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has a fitted 97.5
hat. No, I have a 97.5 hat that I never wear because it's my least favorite kind of hat.
It's the Velcro.
It's the floppy hat. I hate floppy hats. Like, that's the worst to me.
Which I like. But
I don't like, no offense. The hat you're wearing, I don't wear hats like that because I don't like the way they look. But that's the ESPN hat that I have. And got like, I don't know if it's got Velcro on the back or if it's got the buckle pull through.
No, that one has Velcro. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have one too.
I don't wear that hat. I have it. I don't wear it. I don't like that hat.
No, like I tweeted out, if we get a custom fitted 97.5 hat for me, I'll wear that almost every single day.
See, I think this is a generational thing because...
Or even a flex fit.
Yeah, that'll work.
I'd flex fit it.
Yeah, because I didn't have those growing up. This is what we had. So this is what I like. And I don't look good with... I mean,
what do you have on the back? Velcro? Or is it
it's one of the... It's the tie thing. The little adjustable deal.
Oh, okay. The buckle with the pull
through. Buckle. I do have some fitted hats, but... I don't wear them as often as I do these. I don't know why. But part of it's because my favorite ones are this one and my roughneck hat and a couple. Well, I have a fitted Maple Leafs hat that's white, but I never wear it because you can't wear white hats here in the summer because you're going to sweat into them. You're going to look ridiculous. And then by the time winter rolls around, I've already got other stuff I'm wearing. So, but, you know, I wear hats a lot less often now thanks to Dr. Linville because I got hair. And, guys, if you've been looking at that thinning hairline, you think it's time for a change, Dr. Linville is the guy. And let me tell you, this isn't hair plugs. This isn't some weird thing where they put half your hair in half a wig. This is your own hair. What he does is remove the follicles from the back of your head where they never go away, and he transplants them to where you're thinning. And that's it. It's your own hair. He just moves it to a different place. And here's the thing. If you're working from home, and I know a lot of people, they don't want people to know they have this done, right? Well, if you're working from home right now, go and get it done. And when you go back, everybody's going to be like, oh, wow, you look good. Did you lose weight? And you say, yeah, that's what it was. And you don't have to tell them. No, it's because I have badass hair, thanks to Dr. Linville. And I wasn't going to do this. I was just going to go bald. And then I met him, and I look at his hair, and he's like, yeah, I had it done. And I'm like, really? Because your hair looks fantastic. And so he's had it done, and he wants to help guys out. All you have to do is go to 975hair.com, set up your consultation. It's free for ESPN listeners. He just wants to help. Get your consultation today, 975hair.com. Once you talk to him, you'll want to get it done. 975hair.com.
Bro, I kept taking L's, finally got me an M. Still making double, I'm calm when I spin. S550 2018.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and guess what, guys? One spot left for the golf tournament. So if you want to play, you better call. You know what?
Somebody, I just promised that we would get it sold out before we sign off at the end of the show, so don't make me a liar.
Aaron just promised Courtney, and we don't want to let Courtney down. Courtney's good people, so let's not let her down. Somebody call or somebody get signed up now.
I knew I shouldn't have said anything. This damn Northern Iowa.
You didn't say it on air. You didn't say it on air.
I didn't say it on air, but my God, they don't stop hitting these threes. I mean, come on.
I love like the first, this in the tournament, when AJ's here and not in Vegas doing stuff. It's so much fun watching him sweat these games. G Money says Alabama future bet to win national title locked in. I wonder what odds you got.
I'll say this. I probably feel good about it, whatever the odds are.
Yeah.
This is one thing I kind of thought, like most people, over the course of the season, that it would be, Ohio State, it would be Clemson, it would be Alabama. I don't know if there was really anybody else that I thought was a real contender. I assumed it would be one of those three teams. Here's the deal. What we've seen about with Alabama is there's a way to give Alabama trouble. If you can run the ball really well, you can give this Alabama team some trouble.
Yeah.
But if you do run the ball really well, you better be able to stop them on defense. They're gonna chuck it around on you. And if you're having running success and they're having passing success, it's going to be hard for you to keep up. One thing I've seen, Ohio State has zero chance of beating Alabama. I shouldn't say that. They've got 1% chance of beating Alabama. I don't want to be hot take guy and say zero. At Ohio State, their secondary isn't good enough to beat Alabama. They can't run the ball well enough to beat Alabama. Clemson, they've got what we thought was the best running back in the country coming into the season.
Yeah, he's
been okay.
Yeah, he hasn't been what we thought he would be.
And Clemson's not great against the pass. We saw Ian Book have his way with him. I don't know if there's a team out there that, like, a good team. Florida, I guess, is the other team that's on their schedule.
Right.
Florida doesn't run the ball.
Right.
They have a crappy pass defense, and they chuck the ball around. Alabama's fine with that. They'll play back and forth with you, and they'll feel good about it. But I don't know that there's a team out there, a contending team, that's a good matchup for this Alabama team.
Yeah, I don't mind that bet at all. I think so far they're the best team I've seen. And
they have weaknesses,
but I think they have, boy, their strengths are more than enough to overcome those. And I haven't seen anybody else that I can say, oh, yeah, I know those guys can take advantage of them. And, you know, who knows?
And there's been better Alabama teams in this run of Alabama greatness. There's been teams that we were like, oh, my God.
I just feel like the gap between this Alabama team and the field is probably more than it's been.
Which says more about the field than it does about Alabama, because this isn't the best Alabama team we've seen. We've had teams that we had discussions about, could they beat the Browns, you know? Now, those are probably foolish discussions,
but still. Yeah.
But there's usually, it doesn't feel like, and maybe the gap's not as huge as I'm thinking, but.
Sure looks like it.
It sure feels like it right now. And watching Ohio State struggle with Indiana, oh boy.
Yeah, and maybe it's just hard for me to accept that Indiana is legitimate.
Indiana's pretty good, but you know who they're not? Alabama. That's the problem. And maybe it was a bad day for Ohio State, but I've been saying this. Ohio State secondary is not what it's been in the past. Ohio State usually, and they lost two guys first, second round to the NFL this year. It's hard to overcome that. Typically, for most teams, it's usually not for Ohio State, because usually they've got guys ready to fill in those spots.
Right.
And I don't think they've got guys right now. Their secondary is decimated. So this back end of their defense, which has been so great for the last 5-6 years, has really kept them in a role as a contender. Back end of the defense and a pass rush has done a lot
because they've always had a stud pass rusher.
They're pass rushers and cornerbacks.
Right,
what's getting drafted.
They're all number one picks. Yeah,
that's what's getting drafted from Ohio State.
And they've had guys that they have Bosa's and Chase Young. I mean, they've had guys that are top five picks. And somebody on the text line was asking, what's the price for the last spot? It's $97.5.
There you go.
$97.50.
Jason says, what are the odds North Carolina upsets Notre Dame and A&M moves into the top four this week? I think North Carolina is a very, very, very live underdog. The one thing I know about, like watching, really the game I'm taking the most from is that Clemson-Notre Dame game. If Clemson had been willing to go down the field as much with DJ as they would have been with Trevor Lawrence, they beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame can be beat down the field. Guess what North Carolina is going to do? They're going to keep going down the field. Now, can they stop Notre Dame? Absolutely not. North Carolina is terrible on defense, but they can score with anybody. And they probably have more talent on the offensive side than Notre Dame does. So, I think absolutely Notre Dame can win that game. I hope they do, because the one thing I will say, the ACC, if we're going to have a conference get two teams in, I don't think it should be the ACC, and this would end all chances of having two teams in. If North Carolina beats Notre Dame, well, now that Notre Dame-Clemson game, there's no, well, maybe we can work the loser into that game. If you lose two games in the ACC, you've got no business making the playoffs, so they won't. If there were 2 1-loss teams, I could see them making an argument for Clemson because Clemson lost without Lawrence. I could see them making an argument for Notre Dame because their only loss would be to Clemson. But I don't think the ACC is a good enough conference to warrant having two teams. So I hope North Carolina goes ahead and takes care of business, and that way that Notre Dame-Clemson game is a straight-up play-in game. Only one of them goes.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Aggies to get in there.
It'd be nice. It's an uphill climb.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, they're sitting in a good spot. They just need everything to fall in their lap,
and they need to.
And they're gonna have to. Well, they're gonna have to win at Auburn. Which,
and you know this about the committee. The committee sometimes will say, "Oh, we love the Aggies. Look where we've got them rated." And then as the season goes on, you know, they're winning their games. Sure. But then Oregon's also winning their games, and Oregon keeps climbing and climbing and climbing, and A&M's still sitting there at 5 or 6.
And then the people start clamoring for Cincinnati.
Right.
And stuff like that, which is a team that I would keep an eye on.
And the thing that sucks for them is
in a season where a lot of these teams aren't going to have as many games to play, every win you've got, even crappy wins, are valuable this year.
Right.
And A&M, because they lost to Alabama, I mean, barring some insane situation where Alabama loses a game before the SEC championship, which I can't picture happening, but Alabama is going to play in the SEC championship, which means that's one less game that A&M will get versus most of their peers.
Right.
The other teams that are trying to get into this game or into this playoff are all going to play in a conference championship game.
But can we agree, if Ohio State wins out and Alabama wins out, which we expect both to do, I think.
Ohio State?
Yeah, I think they're going.
I don't know. Listen, Northwestern could maybe give them trouble. I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm not sold on this Ohio State team at all. They should win out, but I don't feel confident.
The teams that were supposed to be real competitors in that conference are nothing now.
No, Michigan's awful. Penn State's awful.
Yeah, so I think, well, but if Northwestern beats them, I just don't think Northwestern's going to win the rest of their games either.
Northwestern plays really good defense, and in that conference, it appears that that's a rare thing. So I'm with you. I don't know that, but hell, I didn't think Northwestern would beat Wisconsin 17-7.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin, by the way, they're not going to be able to play enough games. Even if they would have won this game against Northwestern, they wouldn't qualify for the Big Ten championship. They're not going to have enough games.
Can we? All right, and this is my plea to all these guys. Can we agree to move these things back a couple weeks, including the playoffs? Because, like, the UH-Tulsa game's not going to happen unless, and neither team's likely to be in the championship game. But they're going to play on the 19th if that's the case. Why can't we push them back? Just push the playoff back. Give all these teams that got the late start a chance. Is it really going to matter if we're watching a championship in February? It's not going to matter to me.
I mean,
this is the COVID verse, man.
Here's the remaining schedule for Northwestern. At Michigan State, should be a win. They'll probably be close to a 2-touchdown favorite. I haven't seen the number this week. They're probably a 2-touchdown favorite. At Minnesota, 2-3 Minnesota. Home against 2-3 Illinois. They're going to win out until they play Ohio State.
I don't know that Minnesota is a complete walkover. I don't think that team's – they've been a disappointment. But I wouldn't rule them out.
Let's remember, that team lost to Michigan.
Yeah, well, no, they did, but I
also, no one else has been able to accomplish.
I think they're better than what they've shown. As the season goes on, they have a chance to jump up and bite somebody. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So, movies we don't need. We always talk about these remakes and
RoboCop
sequels.
4.
Yeah, we don't need a RoboCop 4.
Bill and Ted. I don't know. Bill and Ted do the Stone Age. I don't need that.
I don't need
Godfather
another.
Godfather
4. I don't need another Bill
Godfather
and Ted.
Godfather 4 I'd take.
If it's as bad as Godfather 3?
Only with the same actors. That's the only one. Everybody's decrepit and disgusting. Marlon Brando, like big fat Marlon Brando.
What did I see that had Sofia Coppola in it? Who
you said she's doing a new movie, right?
Yeah, she did
the one with Bill Murray.
I watched that.
And Rashida Jones.
I'll just say this: her acting wasn't as horrible as it was in Godfather 3. It wasn't good. The writing wasn't very good. Bill Murray, though, it was kind of the first time in a while that it was a Bill Murray character that felt like Bill Murray. From the Caddyshack days. He felt like an older version of that.
Except I don't think that's real Bill Murray. I think Bill Murray's a little more sophisticated than that.
Probably, but his acting, though. I'm talking about the things that made him successful were Meatballs and Stripes and Caddyshack.
Ghostbusters.
And it's when he deviated and started trying to get serious with stuff that...
I don't like serious.
I don't either. Listen.
Kind of like James Franco.
Well, I think James Franco's got a little depth to him, but... What's his best role?
He does, but he's best in the stoner movies.
Yeah, his best role is Pineapple Express. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Although he was pretty good in the Ape movie. And I liked him in Spider-Man. I don't think he was bad in Spider-Man.
Oh, the Green Goblin 2?
Yeah. Yeah.
Green Goblin Jr.?
Yeah, you know, Daddy's Little Boy or whatever. But I have to say I liked this movie a lot. Well, another guy who had kind of a run and then just disappeared because... That act only plays so long. Pauly Shore, right?
Yeah.
Encino Man. What was the
Biodome.
One? Biodome.
Son-in-law.
Son-in-law. Son-in-law.
Was it In the Army Now?
In the Army Now,
yeah. Where they brought back the camel. Yeah.
God, that dude had more successful movie. And none of them critically successful, but they all made money. He was a very niche act, and people liked him.
Well, and you know, I think those movies, they're not, while not brilliant in any way, they were funny. I mean, they were kind of stupid funny, but sometimes I like stupid funny. Yeah. I guess my favorite of all those was Encino Man.
Same.
Brendan Fraser, I thought, and Sean Astin. I mean, it was kind of a cool cast.
Who was the chick in that movie?
The blonde?
Smoke show.
Which one? The one that Sean Astin was trying to hook up with?
Yeah,
or his nog when they dug her up.
No, not that one.
Megan Ward.
Megan Ward. Her name was Robin Sweeney, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she was so hot.
She was.
I wonder what she looks like now.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, if this IMDb headshot is anything close to what she looks like now, not bad.
Okay. What's her name? Her real name?
Megan Ward. M-E-A-G-A-N. W-A-R-D.
All right, let me...
Blitzers all over the city are Googling Megan Ward now.
Don't do it while you're driving, please.
No, she still looks good.
Yeah, she does still look good.
Oh, man.
In fact, she still looks...
Age was very good to her.
Yeah, she aged well.
She was... She was born in 69?
She's
in her 50s?
She's in my range, man.
Dude, she is a honey dip.
You know, I think... I think we should try to make this happen because she's definitely in my... All right, so find out on Wikipedia what her marital status is. So,
I mean, because
she's probably you. I don't know. I have a certain charm about me.
Not that kind of charm.
Apparently,
bro.
She's still married to the same guy she married in 95.
No, she's got
a guy named Michael Shore. I don't know who that is. I don't know.
Sounds like a singer or something.
They were in acting class together.
He does sound familiar too, but I'm guessing that by now they're sick of each other. I mean, that's a long time to be married.
She always had her sunglasses up on the top of her head. Oh, she was hot.
She was really, she was very charming in that movie.
It was
obvious everybody wanted to hook up with her.
So she was hot in that movie. Like this is the gold standards.
She married a Canadian.
Oh geez.
What a shame.
Pulls her.
Who marries handsome too?
Who marries handsome Canadians? Jeez.
The gold standard of like chicks in movies, the Mount Rushmore of movie chicks from the like, you know, 80s, 90s that you worry about, are they still hot? At least in my mind, I'm going to give you my top 4, my Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
She's on the list from Encino Man. Megan what?
Megan Ward.
Megan Ward. And turns out she's still super hot. Jennifer Connelly from Career Opportunities.
Also from a movie called The Hot Spot with Virginia Madsen and Don Johnson.
Yeah,
them both.
But did she ride?
She was so hot in that.
Did she ride the horse in that movie?
She rode a horse.
Okay, hot. This one's kind of a basic bitch move. Alicia Silverstone in Clueless was almost flawless. And then always Mia Sara in Ferris Bueller. I mean, she was perfect.
I mean, good list. I'm going to throw Jamie Gertz, especially from Crossroads.
Okay.
I'm going to throw in, well, Phoebe Cates, Fast Times. How do you not, right? Virginia Madsen was always one of my favorites. I just mentioned The Hot Spot, but she did this this HBO movie that I can't remember what it was called. I think it was Gotham or Goliath or something like this, where she's naked in the tub. She was also in Candyman, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also, I've seen her on some shows recently, still very attractive. And then probably number one on my list, Leah Thompson, Howard the Duck, among other stuff.
What about Tia Carrera?
You know what?
She didn't make it for me.
Tia Carrera, I'll be honest. Like,
yeah, she's last one out. She's like Aggie.
Yeah. I'll say still, she good body, but not when you rewatch Wayne's World, it's not the same.
Well, where's yours? Give me yours.
So Aaron? Mine is more the top two I can think of right off the top of my head are more TV than movie, but Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World. Okay. And
my kids are watching that movie now.
Wendy Cooper, Danica McKellar.
See, I'm having to look these people up.
Everybody loved Anna McKellar when during the Wonder Years.
Yeah. Like, I was right there at that age. And I was like, oh, okay. And then we both grew up at the same time. And now I look at her. Yeah, she's still attractive.
Okay.
Not 100%, but.
Well, none of them.
I'm trying to think of what other 90s movies I saw.
Fry Daddy mentioned Elizabeth Shue, which I would have said, yeah, back then, except she was so gross in The Boys. And I don't know if it's because she was old and breastfeeding. I don't know what it was about her, but she just disgusted me. Maybe it's because she was doing Homelander. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I found her very disgusting in that. And she looked nothing like the young lady from Karate Kid. Although I guess in that Cobra Kai, she's going to make an appearance in season two, which, you know, good for her. She died in The Boys, so she probably needs to get a new job.
Megan Fox in Transformers. I got to be honest. Megan Fox makes my penis soft. Like it does.
What about Jenna Elfman?
Nothing for
Ooh,
me.
I like Jenna Elfman.
What's Jenna Elfman from?
She was in Dharma and Greg and a couple other like random things.
Oh, I don't like her face. No, I'm out on her.
I have a great Jenna Elfman story.
She aged pretty well.
Yeah. Which, not for air.
Oh.
Or not for off air, because then you'll tell buddy who I voted for.
I didn't tell. I just asked.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. Although, if anybody's listened to this show, they figured it out a long time ago, because I said I could never in good conscience vote for Trump. And I said I wasn't voting for your third party because it's lame. Doesn't leave a lot. And I also said I didn't vote for the Green Party. So, you know, this is Sesame Street. One of these things is not like the other. Somebody mentions Marissa Tomei. Yeah, she's still hot.
Yeah, she held up well.
Watched My Cousin Vinny last night on TV. Man.
Yeah, and you know what I like about Marissa Tomei, besides the fact that she's hot? We have the exact same birthday, and I mean to the year. So she's my age. So I've always had a thing for her. Ooh, and Christy Swanson.
Oh, Christy Swanson's a good one.
Yeah.
Although I think she's kind of a loon these days.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm one to judge.
Oh, 409 brings up one that you guys, this is before your guys' time. Tanya Roberts in The Beastmaster. That, yeah, she was, listen, I like sword and sorcery stuff, especially like battle chicks wearing basically only a bra and panties and carrying around a sword. That was Tanya Roberts in Beastmaster.
Yeah.
So, I mean, have you guys
ever... You know who actually aged pretty well for the one major, major role she had? Wendy Peppercorn from The Sandlot.
Yeah, Texter mentioned that. Yeah, I'm
Marley Shelton.
That was a real Marissa Tomei in The Wrestler. Marissa Tomei in anything. Even as Aunt What's-Her-Face in Spider-Man. How am I blanking on?
Aunt Meg.
Yeah. Mrs. Parker.
Yeah.
I thought she was terrific in that. I mean, that's material to go lock yourself in the bathroom to. And Rain Man, bleeping redheads, Fred, get over it. Yes, Tanya Roberts, redhead. Google Tanya Roberts, Beastmaster, and tell me that's not hot. And we're not friends if you tell me that.
Somebody brings up Jennifer Love Hewitt, Beer Man Greg, Jennifer Love Hewitt. She was pretty hot for a while. You know who else was hot for a while? Rose McGowan was hot, and so was Neve Campbell. And I don't, like, in hindsight, I don't know why I thought Neve Campbell was hot.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, but now, like, when I see her and she perpetually looks confused about everything, I don't know why I thought she was hot.
God, Beastmaster was from 1982. All right, so look at that photo of Tanya Roberts. You tell me that's not hot.
No, that's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
I mean, I don't know what she looks like now, but, and Mark Singer was the Beastmaster, right? And Rip Torn was in that. Rip Torn played this priest. God, now, the stupid stuff I remember. C.R. has spoken. He wants your children. Yeah, Rip Torn.
Oh, another one from my childhood movies. Marguerite Moreau, who was Connie in The Mighty Ducks.
Connie.
She aged well.
Yeah, I don't remember her. Somebody says Kelly LeBrock on The Woman in Red and Weird Science. Yeah, Weird Science, she was that. That was pretty close to my ideal, was Kelly LeBrock in Weird Science. And then I found out she was banging Steven Seagal, who I was kind of like, oh, really? But I kind of felt like I had a chance, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to hit Steven Seagal, why not me? But Aldo Vlad, Rosie O'Donnell on A League of Their Own. Rosie would not even, I mean, she would be, I'd put her up higher than the sister, the whiny-ass sister.
What about when, like, there's a chick who's way younger than you, and they get famous when they're kids, and, like, once they get to, like, they get to a certain age that you know they're going to end up being hot, but they're still underage, so you're not allowed to say it, like Lindsay Lohan. And then, like, once Lindsay Lohan turned 18, it was like, oh, Lindsay Lohan's hot. And she had, like, a touch of the gutter.
What was the girl from, I guess it was Remember the Titans and Racing Stripes, and then she grew
Hayden
up.
Panettiere.
Yeah. Then she grows up and marries a. Yeah.
But she was only, I think she's only, like, 2 years younger than me, so that was always okay to me.
How old are you now?
32.
Oh, so okay.
I forget
so
how like, young he is.
Lindsay Lohan's older than you, so I guess.
Yeah,
like another one, and she.
Yeah, Hayden Panettiere is a year younger than me.
Okay,
this one wasn't hot when she was young, but like right around the time she was coming to age, she was hot, and I had to like check and make sure. Is she of age? Is she 17 in the great state of Texas? Amanda Bynes. Amanda Bynes got hot.
And then she went completely.
I know. But I think, honestly, Amanda Bynes and Lindsay Lohan, like, if I just look at a picture of them, I'm like, okay, they're all right. But then I know they're crazy, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, God, that turns me on. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm attracted to the insanity.
Well, and
Britney Spears.
The real reason.
I mean, Britney Spears, I'm pretty sure, is about the same age as me. But. No, she's 2 years younger than me. So she's like Hayden Panettiere to you. Like,
yeah.
So not even 2 years, like just a year and like a couple months. So it's not that big of a deal. But when she was coming of age, and obviously when Britney got famous, her first shot of real fame, not counting the Mickey Mouse Club, because I didn't watch the Mickey Mouse Club. So I never was like, ooh, that chick on Mickey Mouse Club's hot. It was the Oops, I Did It Again video where she's made up to look like a high school girl. And I'm like, oh, damn it. Am I allowed to think this is hot? I hate when that happens. It doesn't happen anymore, luckily.
Well,
now there's no 16-year-old actresses, and I'm like, oh, she's hot.
Yeah,
because then it would be filthy of me.
Yeah, well.
Because now I'm a 40-year-old man.
I stopped you before. Crystal mentions Emma Stone. Emma Stone is in the Falcon 5.
I don't.
I
think Emma Stone is cute because she's quirky.
Well, that's why I like her.
But she's, I think, you know who she's kind of like? She's kind of like Lily from AT&T. With a less banging body,
slightly less bang, but she actually has a very underrated body, and she's got tons more personality than Lily. And
Lily has a ton of Lily's like a stop. Comedian.
Yeah, except
don't start hating on Lily.
Oh, I'm hating on Lily because they've uglied her up so much in these commercials.
We're
going to
get in another
hard.
Fight like yesterday, except this time it's going to be over Lily from AT&T and not.
But see, and if you watch when she does the roles in Silicon Valley, it's. you see her personality start to shine through more of her acting, and she, and then you also see her in a little bit of lingerie, much better than Emma Stone.
To each their own.
All right.
Is she redhead? No, then I'm putting the brakes on it. And my brakes are going to be awesome because I'm going to new brakes. I'm going to get it done. And guys, the thing about new brakes, everybody who's used them has said the same thing. Man, they're so convenient. They do such a great job. They come to you. They're going to come to your house. If you're at work, they'll come to your office and take care of it. You don't have to go to a shop and sit there for hours and wait in line. No, you make an appointment. They come to you. Boom, done. And this is such a cool company and such a great concept. I'm so happy that to be able to tell you about them. I know Jilly used it, and so now Josh talks about them too. And guys, if you go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com, you're going to get 10% off your service if you mention ESPN. You can mention Josh. You can mention me. You can mention Jilly. They'll probably give you the 10% off. But just mention ESPN, and you're going to save 20 to 50% off of what you would pay for a shop and a dealer on average. You don't have to go anywhere to get it done. So if you're hearing that squeaking, now is the time. 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Go to newbrakes.com. They're going to get right back to you with a quote. Mention ESPN, 10%. NUBRAKES.com.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Jive turkey.
From ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Marina Bakarin is another one.
Somebody brought up Judy Garland in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, we carried this on Twitch, and I did my three, and now Marina Bakarin is definitely one of my five.
Judy Garland in Wizard of Oz is a 10. A 10.
Yeah, the other three were Tessa Thompson, Emma Stone, and bald Natalie Portman.
I'll also say this, going back to the trend, the trend of me liking chicks who end up just being in bat bleep crazy, Judy Garland ended up being bat bleep crazy. And you can find, like, she's got recordings of her, like, she was basically doing, like, a journal, an audio journal at the end of her life when she was, like, I don't know what she was, like, on lithium or whatever and a bunch of booze, but she's just insane. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's my kind of chick.
That's doing it for me right now.
I'm kind of with you.
All right. Let's talk to Shane real quick. Shane, you got one?
Yes, I was calling. Y'all talking about girls from the late 90s, early 2000, and I absolutely think it's criminal that Elizabeth Hurley is not on that list, especially since Fred was mentioning girls that were in his age wheelhouse. I think she's like 55 now and is just still an absolute smoke show.
What was Elizabeth Hurley's first big role, like, where she got famous? Because
I knew her from Austin Powers. That was...
Well, I knew her from before. She was in that movie with Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant, yeah.
But I think the reason why she doesn't get in it is because by the time she got famous, and you know what? Maybe, I mean... What was her first big movie? She was in Passenger 57, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Do you have her IMDb up?
I do.
What's her first major movie? Like, the first movie where you could say, like, oh, that's her.
Yeah, because I just know her from Austin Powers, really.
Maybe it was Austin Powers. Maybe she was the
first. No, the Hugh Grant movie was, but it's not something I would have liked.
There's a movie called Kill Cruise that she was in 1990.
What's the name of that Hugh Grant movie? I don't even know. You know when she was hot was when she was the devil in
Bedazzled.
Oh yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm always.
But okay, so here's the thing. Let's say Austin Powers or Bedazzled, which I'm going to say Austin Powers and Bedazzled are in the same probably 5 year range, like the late 90s, early 2000s. How old was she when that started off? Because she's already like. She's no longer a young prize by the time she did Austin Powers. She's like a middle-aged woman. Yes, that's why.
Austin Powers came out in 97. She was born in 65.
That's why. We're talking about these chicks who were like
in their early 20s or you know, late teens that are like, oh, man, she's hot. And, you know, there's a long – now,
she was a grown woman, by the way.
Okay,
Elizabeth Hurley has held up very nicely.
Oh, God, yes.
She was Hugh Grant's girlfriend.
Oh, she wasn't in a movie with
no,
him.
No, so
that's
like
what it was.
Passenger 57 would have been the first one I would have seen her in.
And didn't Hugh Grant cheat on her with a hooker?
Yeah.
Oh, what a dope.
Mm.
What a
you know,
dope.
She was already 32 yeah. years old, so past her prime.
That's true.
But, yeah, Austin
still
Powers.
Her prime.
her prime is
yeah, I'm
endless.
Just kidding, all right? Passenger 57. Yeah, I would say Austin Powers is where you know her from first. And spoiler alert, she was a fembot, but Bedazzled. And then after that, boy, not a whole lot. She was in that show, The Royals. Gossip Girl. Boy, she really didn't do much.
No, she's just a hot chick.
Yeah.
Not much of a career, I guess.
Yeah. What's her marital situation? Asking for
a
friend.
I think she's single because her oldest son is the one who like is her videographer and picture taker for her Instagram.
Hmm.
Which is funny because we talk about her being, you know, in her 50s and she's beating these 20-year-old Instagram models at their own game because she's still that hot.
Can I give you guys a name that you never heard of that was hyper hot at the time, and now I don't think she is?
You can on the other side of the break.
You know what, though? We got to do a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, and I'm going to pay off what this whole conversation was supposed to start with.
All right.
So play the Zadok Jewelers theme.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
So what started this, and I never got around to it, was Pauly Shore, Sean Astin, and Brendan Fraser want to do a sequel to Encino Man.
Oh, no.
Which is, we don't, all right, and so we'll talk about that on the other side.
Doesn't Brendan Fraser have a bunch of money already? Does he really need that? Or are they just trying to do Pauly Shore a favor?
He had a bunch of health issues for a while. That's why he couldn't.
Yeah, but he also made The Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
He was. Because he was in The Mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he did his own stunts, and I think that really messed him up because he got the crap beaten out of him.
Huh.
Interesting.
All right.
Anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
All right, can I tell you about a great deal on MyBookie? I mean, this is the best. I mean, obviously, you know, if you go and sign up today, use promo code radio, you put whatever in there, you're going to get 50% back, right? How about this? You can bet up to $250 risk-free on Texans-Lions tomorrow. So if you like the Texans, put $250 on them. If you win, guess what? You win $250. If you lose, they're going to refund the bet risk-free. Or if you like the Lions, either way. This is no lose, right?
My grandfather took advantage of it this morning.
Yeah, there you go. I'm definitely going to be taking advantage of it as well. And that's what they do at MyBookie. They've got all kinds of great. Every day, they've got something different. Wait till Black Friday. They're going to have specials for you all day long. So jump on there, mybookie.ag. Use promo code radio. Get in on the action. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. Do that risk-free bet tomorrow. Mybookie.ag. That's MyBookie.
Because I'm going to be it tonight. You can be cool. You can be shy. Say what you want.
ESPN 97.5.